Hello, fellow sports fanatics from around the world. Welcome to the Adrenaline Pumping Quiz Podcast, the 20 Questions Sports Edition. We're thrilled to present our fifth sports episode, and this time, with it making its triumphant return with a bang, a special edition dedicated to the heart-pounding world of Premier League football. So get ready to test your football knowledge, challenge your memory, and immerse yourself in the excitement of this extraordinary quiz. This is the Premier League football edition of 20 Questions, where we'll take you on a riveting journey through the highs, the lows, and the iconic moments of one of the world's most prestigious football leagues. From the pitch to the stands, every question will transport you into the heart of the beautiful game. As the whistle blows, here's how the game unfolds. You have 20 Premier League football-related questions ahead of you, and with each one, the challenge will escalate. From historic matches to legendary players, every question will put your Premier League expertise to the ultimate test. Now, to make it a fair match, each question will be read twice, allowing you to strategise before the timer starts ticking. But remember, you got a mere 10 seconds to provide the correct answer. A single wrong response, and it's an early bath for you, you'll be sent off, it's game over. So, lace up your virtual boots and prepare for the tactical showdown. Are you ready for the challenge? Can you conquer all 20 questions in this special Premier League football edition? The pursuit of football greatness awaits you. So best of luck on your journey to defeat 20 questions Premier League. Okay then, here we go. It's kickoff time. Your first question of 20. As of August 2023, who is the Premier League's all-time leading scorer? As of August 2023, who is the Premier League's all-time leading scorer?
Five, four, three, two, one.
As of August 2023, the Premier League's all-time leading scorer with 260 goals is Alan Shearer. He achieved this remarkable feat during his career with Blackburn Rovers and Newcastle United. Your second question. Which club has won the Premier League on the most occasions? Which club has won the Premier League on the most occasions?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Manchester United is the club that has won the Premier League on the most occasions, currently with 13 titles. Question three. Which former Manchester United manager famously came off the subs bench to score four goals in 10 minutes in an 8-1 away win against Nottingham Forest in February 1999? Which former Manchester United manager famously came off the subs bench to score four goals in 10 minutes in an 8-1 away win against Nottingham Forest in February 1999.
Five, four, three, two, one.
The player who famously came off the subs bench to score four goals in 10 minutes in an 8-1 away win against Nottingham Forest in February 1999 for Manchester United was Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. His incredible performance in that match has become one of the most memorable moments in Premier League history. Question four. Which Premier League side play their home matches at Selhurst Park? Which Premier League side play their home matches at Selhurst Park?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Crystal Palace Football Club play their home matches at Selhurst Park. Question 5. With 144 goals, which player is the highest scoring Dutchman in Premier League history? With 144 goals, which player is the highest scoring Dutchman in Premier League history?
5, 4, 3, 2. One.
Robin van Persie is the highest scoring Dutchman in Premier League history with 144 goals. He achieved this milestone during his time with Arsenal and Manchester United. Question number 6. In the 2011-2012 season, Manchester City secured the Premier League title on the final day with an injury time winner. Who scored that famous goal? In the 2011-2012 season, Manchester City secured the Premier League title on the final day with an injury time winner. Who scored that famous goal?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Sergio Aguero scored the most famous injury time winner, arguably in Premier League history, securing the Premier League title in dramatic fashion on the final day of the 2011-2012 season. The goal is often referred to as the Aguero moment and is one of the most iconic moments in football history in England. Question 7. A third of the way through this Premier League edition of 20 questions. From the Premier League of the past to the Premier League of this season, of the current 20 Premier League teams this season, which has the stadium with the smallest capacity? Of the 20 current teams in the Premier League this season, which has the stadium with the smallest capacity?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Luton Town's Kenilworth Road will host Premier League football for the first time this season. Its capacity will be 10,356, 1,000 less than Bournemouth, who held the previous record. Question 8. The fastest ever Premier League goal was scored after 7.69 seconds in April 2019 in a game between Southampton and Watford. Which player scored the goal? The fastest ever Premier League goal was scored after 7.69 seconds in April 2019 in a game between Southampton and Watford. Which player scored the goal?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Shane Long of Southampton scored the fastest ever Premier League goal after 7.69 seconds in a game against Watford in April 2019. Question 9. From a record you want to a record you don't, which club recorded the lowest points total in the league's history? Which club recorded the lowest points total in the league's history?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Derby County hold the record for the lowest points total in Premier League history. In the 2007-2008 season, Derby County accumulated just 11 points throughout the entire season, with them only winning one game and drawing 8. This remains the lowest points total recorded by any team in a single Premier League season. Question 10. Last season, all three promoted clubs, Bournemouth, Fulham and Nottingham Forest, stayed up. In the previous 30 Premier League seasons, how many other times did this happen? All three promoted clubs, Bournemouth, Fulham and Nottingham Forest, stayed up last term. In the previous 30 Premier League seasons, how many other times did that happen?
Five, four, three, two, one.
It's going to take some guesswork, this one, for you to stay in the game. And question 10, it's a big hurdle to climb over, but you are correct if you said 3. It has only ever happened on 3 occasions, in 01-02, in 2011-2012 and 2016-17. 3 is the right answer. 10 left on this Premier League edition of 20 questions. We continue with question 11 of 20. Who was the first footballer to win the Premier League with 2 different clubs? The first in the 94-95 season, the second in the 98-99 season. Who was the first footballer to win the Premier League with 2 different clubs. The first in the 94-95 season, the second in the 98-99 season.
Five, four, three, two, one.
The correct answer of question 11 is Henning Berg. He is the first player to win two Premier League titles with different clubs. He won the first with Blackburn Rovers in the 94-95 season and then with Manchester United in the 98-99 season. Nine left. 11 right in a row. Are you still standing right now, or have you been sent for an early bath? Question 12. To managers this time. Who was the first German to manage a Premier League club? Who was the first German to manage a Premier League club?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Felix Magath was the first German to manage a Premier League club. He took charge of Fulham in February 2014. However, his tenure was short-lived, as Fulham was relegated at the end of that season. Eight left. Back to records for the Premier League. Who has the record for the fastest hat-trick in Premier League history? Who has the record for the fastest hat-trick in Premier League history?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The record for the fastest hat-trick in Premier League history is held by Sadio Mane. He scored the hat-trick in just 2 minutes and 56 seconds whilst playing for Southampton against Aston Villa on May the 16th, 2015. Question 14. In 2019-20, Norwich City's Angel Hernandez became the first player from which country to play in the Premier League? In 2019-20 season, Norwich City's Angel Hernandez became the first player from which country to play in the Premier League?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Angel Hernandez of Norwich City was the first player from Cuba to play in the Premier League. Cuba is the right answer. Six left. I told you they'll get tough and they're getting even more harder now. Last season, there were only 30 red cards, the lowest in Premier League history for 30 years. But which team had 6 red cards last campaign? Last season, there were only 30 red cards, the lowest in Premier League history for 30 years. But which team had 6 red cards last campaign?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Nathan Collins, Diego Costa, Johnny, Mario Lamina, Mateus Nunes and Nelson Semedo were all sent off for Wolves, which accounted for 20% of the red cards in the league last season. Wolves is the right answer. Incidentally, Chelsea were second with 4. 5 left. 5 to go on this edition of 20 Questions Premier League Special. Question 16. Who is the only person to play international football for an African nation to have been named Player of the Season in the Premier League? Who is the only person to play international football for an African nation to have been named Player of the Season in the Premier League?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Amazingly, only one player from Africa has won Premier League Player of the Year, and it is Mo Salah of Egypt. He did it in the 2017-2018 Premier League season. 4 left. The last 4, all on Premier League history. I hope you know your Premier League history. That's what all the last 4 are on. Going back to the beginning of the Premier League with question 17. Who was the first Premier League manager to be sacked? who was the first Premier League manager to be sacked?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The answer to question 17, he was the Chelsea manager of the time. Ian Porterfield was the first Premier League manager to be sacked. He was managing Chelsea during the inaugural Premier League season and was dismissed from his position on February the 25th, 1993. Question 18. The lowest attendance for a Premier League game was 3,039 in 1993 when Everton played away at which club? The lowest attendance for a Premier League game was 3,039 in 1993 when Everton played away to which club?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The lowest attendance for a Premier League game was recorded in 1993 when Everton played away to Wimbledon. Wimbledon is the right answer. Question 19. In the first season of the Premier League, who was the only club manager to have been born outside the United Kingdom? In the first season of the Premier League, who was the only club manager to have been born outside the United Kingdom?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Tough question this, very tough. Well done if you've got it. In the first season of the Premier League, the only manager to have been born outside the UK was born in Ireland, was born in Dublin, and it was Joe Kinnear, the then Wimbledon manager. Joe Kinnear is the right answer. So we're about to hit full time on this Premier League edition of 20 questions. Into the final minute, are you going to get the winner? Say you've defeated 20 questions if you've got the previous 19 correct. If you are still standing, well done to you. Only one question remains. To defeat 20 questions, born in 1957, scoring his three goals in 1993, who is the only player born before 1960 to score a Premier League hat-trick? Born in 1957, scoring his three goals in 1993, who is the only player born before 1960 to score a Premier League hat-trick?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Born in 1957 and scoring a hat-trick in 1993, whilst playing for Coventry City against Derby. The only player I was looking for was Gordon Strachan. Gordon Strachan is indeed the only player born before 1960 to score a Premier League hat-trick. Did you find the back of the net with those questions? Or did you go for an early bath? How far did you go? Let me know on Twitter at 20QuestionsQuiz. Or drop me an email. Why not? 20QuestionsQuiz@gmail.com. I had a lovely email from Paul Frame, our old university friend of mine. Love to hear from you, Paul. Asking for a cricket special. That will come in a couple of weeks, my old mate. But Premier League football, we're celebrating as it returns this weekend. Whatever team you support, I wish you well for this season. And if you're looking for more quizzes, 20 Questions Pop Music on Tuesdays. The original 20 Questions on Thursdays. The General Knowledge Challenge. And we'll be back with the sport next Saturday and every Saturday. Do get in touch with me if you can. And I do hope you enjoyed 20 Questions. Wherever you may be in the world, wherever you may be, thank you for your support. From me, Johnny Bryan, thank you so much for your company. Till next time, see you soon. Bye for now.